Blog Talk Radio. All right, shalom, shalom, saints of the Most High, Israel. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Blessings and honor and glory to the Most High, hallelujah. Be careful to give his name all praise, honor, and glory. Saints, let me know how I'm coming in your area. I see there's only just a few of us in there this evening. Let me know how the sound's coming through in your area. All right, I got a 10 from Brother Wayne. All right, I got a 10 in-house. All right, what we doing? Let's see what else we got. All right, Brother Ugly, yours is a little bit low, huh? Okay. Glory to the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Yah, by Elohim. Give me just a second here, saints. Here we go. All right, glory to the King. But I'm going to get started, saints. I'm going to go ahead. Hopefully that sound get a little bit better, Brother Ugly. All right. So we get started here this evening. I don't know if the saints may have not thought we didn't have the show tonight or whatever the deal was. However, I'm going to go ahead and proceed on. Glory to the King and just fellowship with those who are here. Glory to the King. To the beloved of Yah. Those of you who are called to be saints, grace and peace to you from Yahweh, our Father, hallelujah, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Glory to the King. We bless you all, saints. I'm Elder Donnie, your host for this evening, this edition of the Straightway Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Glory to the King, the brother segment here, as we come on here, you know, every first day and just bring forward the word. To share with you all, saints, just to help you, edify you, build you up in your most holy faith, and to encourage you. Hallelujah. That's the aim. That's the goal. And my aim and goal is to encourage you to continue to contend for the faith. Hallelujah. To continue to strive for excellence, to strive for perfection. Glory to the King. It's always an honor to be here before you, and I don't take it lightly that I'm given this opportunity and to, you know, to serve you as an elder here in Israel. So I just want to bless all of you all. Thanks for joining me this evening. I want to give honor and praise to the Most High Yah, because as I always say, without him, you know, none of this would be possible. You know, we will still be lost. We'll still be dead in our sins. If it wasn't for Yahshua, it wasn't for the sacrifice, it wasn't for that blood that was shed for us. Hallelujah. And so the blood that never, ever loses its power. Glory to the King. And, it's just a wonderful thing in the beautiful time that we're living in. But all praise and honor belongs to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Give honor to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow, and for everything that he does for us. Hallelujah. As the words say, without a vision, the people perish. And we know that he has a vision. He's making it known. And we can see by the works of his hands and his labor and his love that he displays before us week in and week out. And what an example that we have in this time that we're living in. Also, have to give honor to Pastor Corey out there in Kansas, him and as well as all the saints out there, and just grateful for him as a young pastor in Israel, and praying that the Father will continue to strengthen him, bless him, and give him the resources and things that he needs to continue on and to just be that vessel. A willing vessel, hallelujah. And to all the elders that are scattered abroad in their different areas, and blessings to them, and all of the heads of the assemblies, and just all my brothers and sisters, Israel, Yah's chosen people, hallelujah. So it's an honor, it truly is a privilege to know each and every last one of you on this side of glory, hallelujah. Because it really truly is beautiful. Beautiful walk. I'm gonna get started, saints. Let me just check real quick. Hallelujah, Yah is worthy to be praised. All right, I'm gonna read it. Just read something to us real quick. Hallelujah. I'm gonna read from Psalms. Just give me a second. This thing's gonna be turning these pages right along. All right, we're going to go to Psalms here. Here what I have Psalms 119. 119, starting at verse 103. And it says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Yahweh, according unto your word. Except I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Yahweh, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from your precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Glory to the King. I'll tell you what, that should be the same sentiment that we have, the same outlook that we have towards Yah, towards his law, towards his testimonies. Hallelujah. To give us encouragement, to teach us, to guide us, to lead us along this path, along with the Ruach, who gives us understanding, gives us comprehension. There was even one part in here where King David, he mentioned, he said, give me understanding, give me comprehension so that I'm able to keep your laws. Open up my understanding so that I can keep your laws. Hallelujah. But his laws are good, they are righteous, and we're blessed to have it and to have it restored back unto our minds in this hour that we're in. And it's really true that these people out here, especially Christians, they hate it. They hate the law of Yah. Just make sure that it's not hatred found in your heart towards Yah's law. Hallelujah. But I come on here this evening, and it's not going to be long. I'll be brief here. But I wanted to just talk to you all, especially as far as what's going on here in Israel. As you all know, we're in the time of the feast of the Most High Yah. And we need to be thankful. We need to be grateful that we're here yet another year and that we're invited to his feast. We need to really not take it for granted and not overlook anything, any aspect of it. But this should be a time of some serious sobriety, serious repentance, crying out to the Father, just really, seeking his face. Most importantly, because there's many people that are not here with us. And as we just heard on the other day about Junior, and many of you remember Junior, and if you don't, all you got to do is go in the archives and just hear it. He would always call in to Blog Talk. You would always hear him, hear his voice. He'd usually be the first caller in the queue. And you look at the passion that he had, the zeal that he had, and you listen to what he would always say. He would always say, you know what, I ain't going nowhere. This is it for me. This is it right here. And now you look at what happened, what's going on, what's taking place with him, how he's turned back. So that should really, put fear in all of us to see, look, hey, no matter how much you think you got it or what the case is, and keep in mind, this brother was living on the community. This gentleman was living on the community with the saints. You know what I mean? Had no excuses for nothing. A good leader over him, had help, had support, was being taken care of, but still, it wasn't enough to keep him. And let that be, a witness unto you all and a testimony so that you know what, that is not your story, that does not be your end. But just the other day, I was talking with my family, and I sat them down, and I just told them, we need to really make the most of this time. This time frame right now that we're in, because not looking at it as, it is a joyous time. But at the same time, we got to keep things in perspective. You know, you remember Israel when the Most High told them to prepare themselves and clean themselves and be ready upon when he was coming to speak to them. He was giving them the commandments when they were out in the wilderness. You know, when they heard his voice, they weren't ready for it. They weren't ready to hear it. They were ready, literally afraid. They were frightened because they weren't living right. You know what I'm saying? Their hearts were not right. And I told my family, I said, you know what? We need to be ready. We need to, when we hear Yah's voice, we need to be ready. We need not to be fearful and trying to run and hide under a rock, you know? Because this thing is serious. This thing is dead serious, saints. And Yah is not playing with none of us, not one of us. But we, you know what? Instead of looking at it as a time, oh, we're going to see family. I got my brother and my sister, they're coming in town. Oh, I get to see them. That's beautiful. Because then, guess what? There's no better family on the face of earth than real true Israel, who's bonded together by the spirit of Yah. It's simply beautiful through and through. But at the same time, we got to realize what's going on and what's going to happen. You know, like Pastor always would tell us, if you knew that the Messiah was coming, how would you act? How would you be living your life? You know, are you exemplifying that right now in this time frame? Are you living in such a way, in such fear, as if the Messiah was approaching? We got to really ask ourselves these questions. Because a lot of times we just allow things to just go over our heads. Or, as the word said, we allow stuff to slip. It's not that important, or, you know, I'll get to it later. Or perhaps, you know, things will just fare out. But you know what? It's honestly, saying to the Most High, as much as we've been given, you know, so much more is going to be required of us. And you know, when I come before here and I speak to you, I talk to you, I realize that first, this word is for me first. And it's not to, you know, be down and hard on you and looking at you like, oh, you listen to it. Nah, I need to hear this word first. First. And I know this. But the thing about it is we need to continue to strive. We need not to beat ourselves down by shortcomings, but we need to be mindful of them and aware of them and be honest with ourselves and be honest before the Most High. Go before Yeshua. Go before the mediator, our lawyer. You know, let him know, hey, go before the throne of grace. Go before him humble and air it all out. If you seek to really be set free, if you seek to change, if you seek to want to, you know, be holy and set apart. But as I talk, you know, as I talk to my family and I'm talking to y'all the same way, you know, we really, really, heed, you know what I mean, saints. We're gonna rejoice and reign with the Father and enjoy tabernacling with Him. But we gotta purge ourselves first. You know, we gotta clean ourselves up first. And it's gotta be a conscious effort from all of us. And I'm gonna read a few things and just show you examples of the past and how these things are in there for us to learn from them so that we don't make the same mistakes. You see, when Pastor was talking to us yesterday and telling us, you know, just rehearsing the words in our ears about how our ancients didn't respect the temple of Yah, how they didn't respect him, you know, the Most High and his ordinances. And it just, they didn't respect it at all. And what he did was he took it all from them. Because you know what? Y'all not worthy of it. And not only that, but I'm going to put them raise up your enemies to smite you. And to just treat you horribly, just as dung. Hallelujah. So we need to really allow these things, these accounts and these words that we've been getting, really sink deep down in our hearts and our minds. Saints, I'm going to take a break real quick. Just need to do something real quick. I'll be right back. Put a little bit of music on. And I'll be right back. Just a few minutes in.
Straightway is in the house. Come on. Straightway truth.
Hallelujah. Christ, saints. Back here again. Glory to the King. Elder Donnie here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, saints. I'm going to go ahead and continue on. But, seriously, this time here is a very serious time for us, but it's a very joyous time at the same time. But we need to be ready. Hallelujah. We need to really be ready. I have Job. Job 13. Glory to you. All right, since we got Job 13. Verse 20. 13, starting verse 20. Let me know how I'm coming in real quick, y'all, before I go further. I want to make sure that I'm connected, that we're good. Okay, we're good. All right, cool. All right, Job 13, starting verse 20, says, "Only do not two things unto me. Then will I not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thine hand far from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. How many are mine iniquities and sins?" It's a question. "Make me to know my transgression and my sin." Now that's key. Now that is key. So we need to all be asking and inquiring that of the Father. "Father, please reveal it unto me. Show me, you know, any iniquity, any bent, or any crooked way that's in me, any sins, any way in which I'm going off the path, or, you know, I'm missing the mark." This really needs to be a part of our daily prayer and supplication unto Yah, so that he can reveal it unto us, and so that we can be, you know, we can make things right with him. We don't want to be blinded, you know. Our pastor was telling us we need to really find out our sin. We need to find out what it is, because we want to make sure that we can, you know, get free from this thing. You know what? If you really, really, truly go back and you really do your diligence and listen to the messages over and over, you know, you really pick out a lot of nuggets from the message in which, you know, our shepherd is really revealing the keys of the kingdom. I mean, he's giving it to us. I mean, he's really helping us. And I mean, it's to such a great extent. He's really laying it all out for us. So we have no excuses. But if we would do this, if we would really search and seek Yah and ask, you know, "Please show me any hidden sins of my wicked heart. Reveal it unto me. Make it plain. Make it clear." I know for a fact that he'll do it. I know for a fact he'll reveal it unto you. But then at that point, then it's up to you. So we need to be asking, you know, for these things. We need to really want to know. We want to really have our hearts pure and clean before the Father. We go to Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And it says, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment." It says, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, said Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart." You hear that? It's how the Father speaking to the priest. The priest, they didn't take it seriously. They didn't take their job, their role, and the anointing, the calling that was bestowed upon them. They didn't take it seriously. So Yahweh said, "I'm going to curse you. Matter of fact, you're already cursed. Because you didn't take it to heart. It wasn't that important to you. You didn't do the things that I told you to do it the proper way. You didn't follow through fully." Verse 3 says, behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast. And one shall take you away with it. I'm telling you, man, that's something else. And you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, said Yahweh of hosts. So you got to look at this. You got to realize the priests, the role that they had in Israel to be the ones to minister to the people. You know, they were the ones to give the word of truth unto the people. They were the ones to sacrifice and give the offerings and take care of the temple and all of these things that they were appointed to do. But he's telling them, because you know what, y'all didn't put it first and near and dear to your heart. So you expect me to bless you? You expect me to bless your seed? You expect all these things from me? Nah, it's not happening. So one thing about Yah is he always warns us before he does a thing. And that, see, that's the reason I came in and I said that earlier about, I know that the things that I speak before you, I know they're first for me. Me first and foremost. You know, and I'm not exempt from nothing. And so it's got to be near and dear to my heart as well. The things that I tell you, I can't be a hypocrite. I can't tell you to do a certain thing and then yet that I don't do it. I'm going to be held accountable for all of that. And so I'm just trying to show you how serious this thing is. And if I skip down in that same chapter, Malachi, chapter 2, verse 17, and it says, you have wearied Yahweh with your words. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, every one that doeth evil is good in the sight of Yahweh, and he delighted in them. Or, where is Yah of judgment? Going to the next chapter there, chapter 3. It says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And Yahweh, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, said Yahweh of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness. Shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto Yahweh, as in the days of old and as in the former years? And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, said Yahweh of hosts. So even, you see, even the Levites, they had to get themselves together, you know, before they can presenting sacrifices unto Yah on behalf of the people. But you see what it says, that Yah will be the one. He's going to be the one that cleansed them. You know? He's going to be the one, you know, that sent his messenger to purify. So it's a serious deal, saints. We don't want our offerings. We don't want the things that we're doing to seem like dung unto the Father, where he doesn't accept it. None of the stuff that we do, because it's not pure, it's not genuine, it's not real. You remember, someone sent it to me just this morning. Someone sent it to me, a video from when the Most High spoke to us. That was during a Sabbath message, and he told us, he said, you know what, y'all are my people, but some of y'all are just straight up hypocrites, man. The stuff that y'all are not living right. Y'all are spoiled, and then, you know, he said a few other things as well through interpretation of tongues. You know, and that's serious to be sitting in there to hear those words. You know, it causes you to do a serious evaluation of your own self. And it shows you how serious it is. And you see, when Yah speaks like that, it brings fear, you know, into the hearts of those who are not living right. And see, that's why Job was saying, you know, when you speak, I don't want your fear to come up on me to the point where I'm just terrified. Meaning, he basically said, he don't want to be dirty. He don't want to be living in such sin. To where when Yah does speak, that it frightens him, that he's not caught off guard, that he's not naked. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be right with Yah. And the same with us. We want to be right. So if we do hear from the Father during the feast, we want to make sure that word, you know, it's good to us. It's a warning. You know, of course we got areas that we all need to work on. But we want to make sure we are actively working on these things. We're actively striving, and that our prayers are not hindered in any way, or that He's not despising, you know, our worship, or He's not despising the things that we're doing and the things we're offering up to Him. Hallelujah. But the whole idea is for us to seek Yah, seek Yah. Your pastor's been saying that. I don't know if y'all been listening, but seek Yah. And, you know, he had a few of us, when he spoke to a few of us brethren, you know, at the Sabbath once, and he was basically just saying you don't see the level of passion and zeal, you know, that they once had when they were young. You know, and this is as a whole, a ministry as a whole, you know what I mean, especially those who've been in the way. But he and I remember him saying when he finished saying that, he ended up saying, quoting from 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know, if my people which are called by my name, if they would only humble themselves and pray and seek my face. I tell you, saints, let's go there real quick. So that is 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And these lands that we need healed is these temples, these bodies, that these temples of the Most High God. That's what needs to be healed, as well as our land. It needs to be healed. But we got to first humble ourselves before Yah. We have to seek His face. And how do we seek Him? Well, you just think about it. You think about something that you're really passionate about, or something that you're really interested in, and how you go after it, or how you make that your priority, and you do the things necessary to obtain that particular thing, or whatever the case is. You know how to seek things. You know how to go after things that you want. But this has to be, you know, the commandments of Yah, living a holy, set-apart life, you know, doing the things that are righteous before Yah. These are the things that you need to be seeking, and seeking Yah's face, and putting those things in priority. But if we look at the Hebrew definition of it, it's 12:45. To search out by any method, specifically in worship or prayer, by implication, to strive after, ask, beg, beseech, desire, inquire, get, make inquisition, procure, make, request, require, seek for. These are all words that tells us, that describes, define how do we seek, how do we go after Yah. We know how to do that, but it's all about whether or not we want to, where our heart is really at, what is our priorities in this thing. I'm going to turn over to First Chronicles 6. We'll do a little bit of reading in that chapter too. First Chronicles 6. Starting at verse 8. No, I think that's not what I mean. It's probably the second. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Now I'm going. Hold on 1 second, brother. That's not the right one there. Right. Hallelujah. But definitely, saints, and seeking Yah's face, it's got to be, like I said, it's got to be at the forefront of our minds. Hallelujah. Let me take a break. Right quick, I'm going to do a ministry break, and I'll come right back, saints. Right quick, I'll be right back. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, shalom, shalom, and the King is coming, hallelujah. And the whole objective, thanks, is for that we're ready, hallelujah, that we're prepared for his return when he does come, hallelujah. So that means preparing now, that means getting it done, glory to the King. What I'm going to do, saints, I'm going to go to, I'm going to read a couple things for a couple Sabbaths ago. And these are some things that I have been, you know, just going over and really, you know, getting in my spirit, just as like tips and notes. I'm going to go from, this is Sabbath 7/14/18, right? July the 14th, 2018. And in that particular message, it's power-packed with so much information and really talking about, you know, I believe the title of it was Spirit of Your Mind, and really just overcoming and overcoming any type of condemnation or any traps or anything that the House of Time tried to put before you to keep you from doing the will of Yah and keeping you downtrodden and so forth and so on. But he also, you know, Pastor also talked about in that particular message about how important it is to give it for an offering and the importance of it and how it works and how it operates. And another thing is when you're seeking to be set free, when you're seeking, you know, deliverance and things, you know, I remember him saying, you know what, you might just need to give an offering of praise, give an offering of yourself, hallelujah. And we got to remember, too, you know, as we approach the feast, during this time frame, we got to remember that we don't go before Yah empty. We got to remember that, you know, this is a time to rejoice, the time to praise Him, and to give of ourselves. Hallelujah. But in that particular message, I jotted down just a few notes from what he spoke about. And he says, keep in mind the importance of an offering, and that it grants Yah the legal right to show mercy and not give us the judgment that we deserve. When you offer up a sacrifice of praise, your flesh is dying because your flesh tells you you ain't worthy to praise. It tells you you are not worthy to offer. Just like you had to fight to take the best of your flocks and give it to the priest to have it slaughtered, you got to throw yourself out on that same vein. You have to die, flesh. You're going to die today. What is the sole purpose of an offering? The sole purpose of an offering is so that you can have mercy. That is the sole purpose. Hallelujah. So that you can have mercy with Yah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to another one that I have here. And this is on the tip of being set free, deliverance, dealing with different spirits. And this one here is mainly from speaking about a wounded spirit. This is from May 12th, 2018. And it's talking about a wounded spirit. And it says, a wounded spirit will paralyze you and make you a friend with pride. Because a wounded spirit won't allow you to do the righteousness that is already outlined in this word. It will keep you stagnant when you know you need to hit your knees. Because the spirit is wounded, you are too prideful to bend your knees. A wounded spirit will keep you from an intimate relationship with Yah. Because you are too busy being afflicted and mourning for the wrong reasons. It's sucking the life out of you. The life where Yah is giving you, which is the joy of Yah, which is your strength. And the deliverance of the blood of Yeshua. But a wounded spirit will keep you from that. Because it wants all your time. It wants all of your energy and effort. A wounded spirit will make your life miserable. All because of an offense. Key word, all because of an offense. An offense where you choose to be offended. There's really nothing no one can do to cause you to be offended. You have to make a decision, and you have to choose to be offended. If you are tired of being wounded, afflicted, mourning, offended, lay your burden down. Lay it at the foot of the tree and let the blood come streaming down. Let it cleanse your mind. Let it cleanse your body. Let it cleanse the reins of your heart and cleanse your soul and make you whole again. Don't let an offense and a wounded spirit steal your healing or steal your healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. So be mindful of that, saints. If you want to know more about that, go back to that message, that teaching on May 12th, 2018. Just little things like that's in the message that Pastor brings forward that. If you're really listening, if you really tune in, you go back and listen to it, these are things that can really help you. And as we approach the feast, we got to really dig deep and search hard so that we're purifying and getting ourselves ready, getting clean. We want to really be ready. All right, from here, I'm going to read just a quick outline, description of what's going on in this time frame that we're in. Like I said, it's very, very, very serious time. Be sober before the Most High. And that we are really, truly watching. Hallelujah. Really, truly watching. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. All right. And this says from, as you already know, the time that we're in. the time of the feast. And you can find that, you can read about it in Leviticus 23. It breaks it down, the different days. Also, it says these are holy convocations. We look that word up. It says convocation is Hebrews 7:71-21, which is Quran. To call out, recite, read, cry out, proclaim, to call, cry, utter a loud sound, to call unto, to cry for help, call with the name of Yah, to proclaim. You know, see, just reading that, that's, you know, we should ask ourselves that, you know, do we really come to the feast? Are we really in a state of just, are we crying out to the Father? Do we come with a contrite heart? Do we come with a broken spirit before Yah, realizing how serious, you know, these feasts are to the Father, realizing that He summons us. Hey, y'all need to come up. Y'all need to observe these particular times. I have something that I need to impart into y'all. Y'all need to be obedient. But do we come with a contrite heart? Are we coming crying out before the Father? Are we seeking deliverance? Are we seeking to be set free like never before? Like, seriously, this is what we need to do when we appear before the Father. You're not going to appear before the Father all haughty, you know, and all arrogant, you know, all nonchalant and just doing your own thing, not really respecting and not observing. Now, see, it's one thing not to have a full, you know, understanding of it. You know, you're new to the way, you're trying to figure everything out. Even at that, you should be, you know, with some type of humility in your heart, realizing, okay, I need to go there to learn. And we all are learning. We all are learning what these feasts are about. But that's true. We need to be mourning. We need to cry out before the Father. You know, we need to our minds to be changed, to be transformed. We need some serious help. We need our souls to prosper. We need to be in good health. All of these things, right? But these are summons. An invite, a call for, a call and a commission, an appoint, a call and to endow. The feast, which is 4150, and it says appointed place, appointed time, a meeting. The feast days are a shadow of things to come, events that will and have taken place. When we carefully study our Bible, we see that the feast days are mentioned all over the Bible. The feast days, this is key to remember, saints. The feast days are Sabbath days. Honor them as you would the weekly seventh-day Sabbath. And I'm saying that because, I get a lot of people, and I know the other elders as well, a lot of folk want to come and say, oh, today is a high Sabbath, so can we buy or can we sell on this day? Can we do this or can we do that? How about if you just observe it all as you would on the weekly seven-day Sabbath, you know, and observe it and give y'all that respect? Because we try to find any wiggle way, any wiggle room possible, you know, to do the things that we want to do our own pleasures on these days. We need to really observe them and have them all in high regard and all respect and honor unto the Father. The spring feasts were fulfilled during the time of Messiah. When Messiah walked the earth. But the fall feast will be fulfilled at Yeshua's second coming. The feast days are the very image of Christ. The fall feasts take place on the seventh month of the Yah's calendar. Many people do not have understanding of Yah's calendar. It is important for us to know and to understand Yah's calendar. He has hid them from the wise and the prudent, and has revealed it unto us, the babes. He only gives it to his people. Hallelujah. And we know that for a fact. Only to us, Israel. The Feast of Trumpet is a call to repentance. And from the time of the blowing of the trumpet until the Day of Atonement, it's a day for us to reflect on repentance. We need to be doing a deep cleaning of our souls and spirit. What this does is prepare us for atonement. Hallelujah. Yah will judge the wicked and destroy them from the earth. If we look back at ancient Israel, we see that the shofar was blown for various reasons, including a call to war. The period of Yah's wrath is called the Day of Yahweh. It is also a time known for the blowing of the trumpets. The Day of Yahweh includes a series of events leading up to the return of Messiah, Jesus Christ, and his kindled anger against humanity's rebellion against Yah. So it's for us to really understand the prophecies concerning the Day of Yahweh. Hallelujah, saints. And, you know, that's really all that, you know, we're doing now in preparation and rehearsals with these feast days. You know, we're getting ready. At least we should be getting ourselves ready, getting ourselves prepared for the return of Messiah. Let me read one thing here to you. I have in my notes here. This is 1 Thessalonians. Hold on one second. Got to go back. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 1. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 11. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of Yahweh so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For Yah had not appointed us to wrath. You hear that, saints? Yah had not appointed us, his people, unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Master, Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Hallelujah. So that's all it's all about. It's about comfort. It's about edification. Hallelujah. And it's about encouragement at the end of the day, saints. You know, we all deal with a lot, you know, from day to day, from week to week, month to month. But we need not to shy away from none of the trials, none of the temptations, and none of the things that we deal with. Because at the end of the day, what they do is they build us up. They make us stronger. We become strong in our most holy faith. If we only remember the testimonies, like how King David said, remember the testimonies, for those are the things that will get me through, you know, difficult times. Those are the things that will carry me. When I remember these things, if I don't let these things slip, I know that Yah will take care of me. I know that if I just go through with this thing, that Yah is going to be there with me. And we got to keep that in our minds too. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A lot of times we try to do too much on our own. A lot of times we take on too much. Instead of relying on Yah, he's going to help us through it all. He'll get us through it. But all these things that we're going through, all the things we deal with, at the end of the day, you know, it's for us to become stronger. It's for us to become ready, you know, and that when the Father comes, we can be seen as wise servants and not foolish. Hallelujah. So y'all be encouraged, man. Truly, truly be encouraged, man. And let all these things that you see going on before you, let that not be your end. You know, we see people fall away. And don't think it's a happy occasion in any way. You know, sometimes there'll be folk that oppress us, or they be, you know, they make themselves our enemies, even though while they're here amongst us. You know, that's not even a time to rejoice then. That's a time to really, you know, reflect and mourn. Hey, I don't wanna end up like that, you know. I wanna do better. What must I do, Father? Show me my sin, so that I'm not in that position. Because, you know, when you go back out there in that world, it's not a fun thing. You know, we can see clearly now and be like, oh, man, I can't see how them people could put back on that makeup. I can't see how they could go back to living that life of sin again. That's because, you know, you're here in the truth. But if you go back to that your own vomit, you're going to be blinded as well. Like Pastor mentioned, you're going to be reprobate. That's a reprobate mind. You can't be told nothing no more. You can't even see the errors in your way. The whole idea is to really take heed to all the things that are going forward that are trying to pull us out of the fire. Don't run toward the fire. This is a good way. This is the way. This is the right way. The commandments are for you. The commandments are good. They are just. They are holy. They are righteous. You know, one of the things that really gets me upset, and it's a righteous indignation, but these Christians, when they downplay the law, when they try to, you know, shove all this junk and mess and garbage down your throat about, you know, grace and this and mercy and Yeshua, they don't even know the true Yeshua. They don't even know what grace and mercy is all about. But when you talk about the commandments and you tell them about how good they are, they downplay it. They want to get upset. They want to, you know, do all these things to try to show you how the law is not relevant. And I remember reading King David saying, you know, he really abhorred. And it makes him angry as well when people downplay the law or when they don't keep the law. And that's the same zeal we need to have in ourselves toward Yah's laws and not downplaying none of it. The things that he has written, that's what it is. Those are his ways. Those are his, that's his mind. That's him. That's his essence. Hallelujah. But these are the things that are going to get us into the kingdom. That's going to keep us spotless. It's going to keep us clean. And then we'll be ready at the return of Messiah. But just wanted to encourage y'all this evening just to go in that vein and go in that spirit. You know, another thing I want to say, too, before I get off here, is that we already know what's going on. You know, what takes place every year after the feast. You know, we have a joyous time seeing each other during tabernacles, but we know right after it, we go off into what we call the dead season, all right? But that's not a time, even in that, to be discouraged. You know, that you got to embrace it. You got to know, hey, it's coming. You know, this time of, it's a lot of trying, a lot of testing, a lot that goes on during these times, all right? There's a lot of persecution you might receive from family. It's a lot of, you know, foul spirits in the air, a lot of different things. If you're not watching, you're not praying, you can get caught up in during this time. But you got to embrace it and know, you know what, there's a fight. And there's no discharge in this war. I got to embrace it. I got to accept it. I got to deal with it. I got to go through it, whatever I need to go through. But as I look back at it, I think about how Elijah, when he, you know, he ran away from Jezebel. You know, he was found hiding out. And, you know, the father like, what are you doing, man? What in the world? You better get yourself out of here, man. You better get on and get to doing what I told you to do. We see that bread was on those coals and that cruise of water, and he ate that. And he was told, you eat this and go in the strength of this meat. You know, he went 40 days. That's the same way we need to do up on this feast. You know, whatever we get from it, whatever healing, whatever deliverance, whatever truths that we get, whatever is revealed, whatever keys of the kingdom is presented unto us, and whatever we gain from this feast, let us go in that meat until we meet again, until Yah's appointed time. Go in that strength. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Yah said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He said he is a present help in the time of need. We need to depend on him and not try to do all this on our own. Glory to the King. I'm going to read what I have here. Malachi. I'm going to go back to over there. Malachi 4. Malachi 4, starting at verse 1. As I close it up, Saints, I told you I wasn't going to be long. Just going to say a few words and then be out. But Malachi 4, starting at verse 1, it says, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud,
yea, all and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for there shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, said Yahweh of hosts. Remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Y'all be encouraged, thanks to the Most High. Hallelujah. And it's going to be a joy to see you all. It's going to be a joy to fellowship with y'all. But at the same time, making sure you're getting yourselves ready. We got the Day of Atonement coming up. And as our custom, you know, we fast. During that time, we afflict our souls. And we wear white. You know, we're symbolizing righteousness. Hallelujah. We are righteous because he is righteous. Hallelujah. And we're giving thanks and giving honor to Yeshua for all that he's done. Thanking the Father for sending us Yeshua, because you know we would be something else if we didn't have him. We didn't have that sacrifice, that offering to atone for our sins. Hallelujah! And we give thanks and praise and honor to Yah for all that He's doing in this hour. Y'all be encouraged, man. Keep the saints, keep one another lifted as they travel. Come upon Yah's feast. Don't come empty-handed. Come with joy in your heart. Come repent it up, pray it up. Cry out to the Father. Come expecting healing. Come expecting deliverance. Come expecting to be set free. Come to experience, you know, the fullness of Yahweh. Hallelujah. But y'all come with a pure heart and be encouraged. Hallelujah. This is Elder Donnie. I'm signing off on this edition of Straight with Truth on Blog Talk Radio, Brother Segment. Y'all be encouraged. Hallelujah. The King is coming. Shalom, shalom.